This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. A big change came to the Ohio race for U.S. Senate at the end of last week when candidate for the Republican nomination, Josh Mandel, announced he was dropping out. Joining me to talk about what this means is WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So this was really a stunning announcement on Friday when the leading Republican candidate for this year's U.S. Senate race in Ohio, Josh Mandel, suddenly dropped out of the race. What happened and how big a problem is this for the Republican Party?
It was a stunner. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. Suddenly it broke on Friday, and he made the announcement basically to his supporters in an email saying that he had to drop out because his wife has health problems. He didn't specify, but it must be fairly serious if he's going to take this step. And that he was getting out of the race. And it was going to be probably a matchup in the fall between Josh Mandel and Sherrod Brown, the Democratic incumbent. And that would be a rematch, actually, of what happened 6 years ago when Mandel ran for Senate against Brown and lost. And people were looking at this as a big national race in this rematch.
There is another Republican in the race, though, correct?
Yeah, there is. Mike Gibbons, who is a banker from Cleveland, who has been campaigning very hard. He has a lot of money. He has donated a whole lot of money to Republican candidates over the years. And he says, look, I'm the guy now. I'm the top dog. There's another candidate out there by the name of Melissa Akeson from Marysville who hasn't gotten very much attention. But Mike Gibbons is the one that has been out front campaigning all over the state.
Any other names, potential candidates out there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the Ohio Republican Party is looking at this now and they're saying, okay, should we go with Mike Gibbons or somebody like that, or should we look for a bigger name? And they have just about a month to sort that out because the filing deadline is on February 7th. There's all kinds of people have been talked about. I mean, immediately people started thinking about John Kasich, the governor, who is term limited out. And John Weaver, his political strategist, immediately threw cold water on that, said, nope, not going to happen. He's got bigger fish to fry. And I think he means running against Trump for the Republican nomination in 2020. Mary Taylor, lieutenant governor, is running for governor. She could conceivably get out and run in this race, but her people say that she's committed to running for governor. Jim Renacci, another Republican candidate for governor, could move over from the governor's race to the Senate race. And he hasn't really said what he's going to do. Pat Tiberi, a congressman from up north of Columbus, was thinking about running for the Senate early last year, but then he decided against it. Now he's leaving the House to become the head of the Ohio Business Roundtable, and he says he's not interested in it. All kinds of people have been talked about. J.D. Vance, the best-selling author of Hillbilly Elegy, has been talked about seriously as a candidate for this thing. So, but it all has to play out very quickly.
Now, if Mandel had stayed in and won, it would have been a rematch of Mandel and Sherrod Brown. Right. Again, did Mandel have a chance against Brown?
Yes, he had a chance because there was going to be an enormous amount of money spent in Ohio on this, by third parties coming in and spending on his behalf, and the same for Sherrod Brown. 6 years ago, Mandel lost by 6 percentage points. He was thinking, I think, that this year it could have been better because Trump won Ohio by 8 percentage point, and Josh Mandel was trying to appeal to the Ohio Trump voters. And that might have made it a much closer race if he had run.
Of course, that's not going to happen now. So if the Ohio GOP is going to recruit another candidate other than Givens, who's already in the race, they'd have to move pretty quickly, right?
They have to move pretty quickly. The filing deadline is February 7th. Now, all they got to do is get somebody to commit to this and gather 1,000 signatures of registered Republicans from around the state and pay a $150 filing fee, and then they can organize their campaigns later. But they'll be starting from behind. Sherrod Brown has been running for re-election basically for a long time now. So it's not going to be easy, but it can be done.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.